Victoria City Council has unanimously approved a floating sauna at Ship Point that it hopes will add more life to the inner harbor. Following a public hearing Thursday night, council agreed to a rezoning to allow Haven to moor its converted barge at Ship Point. When finished, the floating sauna is expected to feature hot and cold pools, cedar-clad saunas and extensive landscaping. "I didn't think we were going to get unanimous approval," said Haven Chief Executive Nick Van Buren. "That's a huge win. It's a great vote of confidence." Van Buren noted that the proposal also received approval from the last council's committee of the whole. "We've now got 8 new councillors' full support, so we have 17 publicly elected officials all voting yes, that says something." The floating spa, under construction at Ogden Point, could be moored at Ship Point and open for business by May, he said. "It's going to bring life to a site that is currently just for private boat moorage and becomes dormant in the winter months," Van Buren said, adding it may inspire people to look around the surrounding area and wonder why most of it is a waterfront parking lot. "That was one of the reasons council got behind it, after hearing from dozens of residents Thursday night. It's not just meant to be for boat storage, it's meant to be an active place in our community," said Cown. Jeremy Caradona. He noted that the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, which owns the water lot on which the sauna will be moored, has given its blessing. "They want to move beyond just renting water lot access to luxury yachts and other boats," he said. "I'm hopeful that Haven will be a success, and I really do think it will activate our inner harbour." Cown. Matt Dell said he hopes approval of the sauna represents a new direction for the city, where we are going to be adding a lot more cultural vibrancy. "I think this could play a big role in it." Ian Robertson, chief executive of the Harbour Authority, said it has supported the project from the start, since it will ensure Ship Point is a year-round destination and will encourage foot traffic downtown. "The unique experience offered by Haven is a welcome step towards revitalizing the inner harbor and enhancing downtown vibrancy," he wrote in a letter of support. On Thursday night, many residents extolled the virtues of health and wellness facilities, saying the floating spa would draw more people to the area and attract tourists, and represents creative use of otherwise underutilized moorage. But there was also a healthy dose of concern, mostly about the way the barge currently looks. During the public hearing, it was called a monstrosity, abysmal and an eyesore. Cown. Krista Lawton dismissed those concerns, noting aesthetics are subjective, saying the city needs to add vibrancy and activity to the inner harbor. "I hope its spark does ignite activity on the Ship Point master plan," she said, adding it would also drive needed accessibility upgrades to the area. Cown. Marg Gardner said she had concerns about the size and shape of the project, but that didn't sway her vote. "As much as I think it's too large for that space, our decision today is whether or not the zoning is appropriate for an entertainment area," she said, before voting to approve it. "Some people might not consider it beautiful. I may not consider it beautiful in its current form," said Cown. Dave Thompson. "I'm a lot less interested in aesthetics, and they do change over time as well as being incredibly subjective. We definitely need to think about animating our public spaces and making lively areas." Van Buren said the city's advisory design panel had no issue with the aesthetics, and plenty of residents liked the look of it. "Different people have different opinions about what looks good and what doesn't," he said. Noting construction of the floating sauna is only about 40% complete, he said it's as if someone were to walk past a construction site, look in and see an excavator and say, "This is an ugly building." "Well, give it a minute," he said. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.